Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Key, how are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? How are you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Took a week off. Feels good to have routine again, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, Jeff needs a routine or he gets himself into some trouble here and there.
That's true, Key.
It's true for all of us in this room, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Feels good to shower and shave.
You got that right.
What's going on with you since the last time we spoke?
Nothing much. What's going on with you guys? Where's Tim at?
I'm right here.
Okay, you go, Tim.
Hey, Key, what's up?
Yeah, did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Not really. Just did some essential stuff, got some stuff clean. You know?
Nice. Yeah.
That's the best, isn't it? You feel like you're going into Monday with like a nice, clean slate.
Yep.
You got all your errands run.
You get that right.
Good
what about
stuff.
You all? What you all get accomplished? I know Jeff trying to mound through the stuff of your mom's, but what about everybody else?
I got some laundry done. That was pretty much the extent of that.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. I did like 9 loads of laundry in 2 days.
I was completely out of underwear.
That's a problem. That's serious.
Yeah, you got that right.
Since I haven't purchased any new ones in approximately 12 years.
Oh, my God.
Some of us don't even launder. We just buy new.
They must be thongs by now, huh?
Oh, okay. If they were, they'd be in the trash because I don't play that game anymore.
She likes to call them teabags.
Yeah.
Those thongs.
1990 Jen doesn't say thongs. She says teabags.
Teabags. Oh, I had a teabag bathing suit. It was yellow. I liked it.
How many pairs of underwear do you have?
I don't know. The problem is I keep throwing out the really bad ones, right? And then not replacing them, so it's requiring me to do laundry more frequently than I prefer. Yes.
There you go. All right, well, Key, I'm going to open up your envelope here. Let's see what we got.
Okay, let's see what we got.
All right. Let's see here.
Give her a good one, Jeff.
All right. Hey, today, you have the letter C.
It's for Pookie.
That's good enough for me. But in addition to that, Key, you also get to pick one show member to play for you.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Tempting.
So, you know, you don't have to, but you can if you want to. It just depends on whether or not you think this person will do as well as or better than you. I know that we have had quite a bit of near success with Fritz. She's really good.
A quick thinker.
I will tell you, in a full disclaimer, though, since I have tested positive for COVID, I am still somewhat living in a COVID fog.
Okay, so brain fog.
So I would say the answers don't come to me yet quite as quickly. That is a small disclaimer that I need to tell you up front.
And COVID, there's a word that begins with C.
I've been pretty good, too, but I don't know. I don't want to jinx myself.
I think you should do it.
You think so?
I mean, why not?
I think you should do what you're feeling.
I know. What am I feeling?
What are you feeling?
Whoa, what am I feeling?
Get in touch with it, girl.
I know. I don't know what I'm feeling. Let's just go with it. Let's just wing it. I'll do it.
All right, you're
there. Yay!
All right. So you're thinking the letter C.
Covington. Let's do it.
That cookie, but that can also be used with the CH as in cherry.
Yep.
Chiclets.
Remember, there's a hard C too, like cards.
Right.
Yep. And calamari.
It's true.
All right.
You can do this, Key.
Oh, yeah. You got this. Oh, yeah. You
Celadon.
Got this. There you go.
Is that a color?
It is.
Celadon.
It is. Clavicle. All right.
Cervix.
That is also a C. Feel free to use anything we just tossed out there. You know that.
Or not. It's up
to you. So here we go. With the letter C. Name something you're looking forward to in the spring.
Calm.
Something green.
Pass.
A vacation spot.
California.
A side dish.
Cherries.
An animal.
Cougar.
Something sharp.
A cord.
A store.
Pass.
A body part.
A collar.
Something stinky.
A
beverage.
Cola.
Something green.
Cookie.
Did she get it?
No.
She did not, because she didn't get number two.
Something green.
Would you say something green? I thought celery.
Celery.
I said cookie. I just said cookie.
Oh, that's right.
Just now, cookie.
Yeah.
Something sharp. She said a cord.
Yeah, like a cord.
A musical cord.
A musical cord. Oh, yeah. That kind of cord. A store.
CarMax.
I thought Caldor, the old department store from a million years ago that's long since closed.
Cookies by Design.
Yeah, Chicken Salad Chick. I had it written down, but this
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh,
or Chipotle.
Chick-fil-A.
I eat that all the time.
Oh, yeah. You did so well, though.
You're so close.
You did great.
You did great.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Well, darn it. You know you'll try again.
Exactly.
I know you will.
And I'm going to stump myself because I'm forever eating Chipotle. I couldn't think of Chipotle. And I wrote down Chicken Salad Chick, but didn't say, I guess, because it's too many words.
Gotcha.
No, but this is interesting, though. Like, so explain your technique here, because I think some other listeners and other people who play could learn from you. Do you have, like, a random list of words for each letter? Is that how you play, or did you just write those down when you found out you had the letter C?
When I had the letter C, I basically was just listening to what you all were saying and then just was thinking in my head, like, okay, what letter is C? And then, but sometimes you can't do that because you never know how the questions go.
That's true, too.
So you just sometimes you got to kind of play it by ear and just think quick. And then sometimes you got to kind of think a little bit real quick.
Yeah. Well, you did it all right. I mean, you almost pulled it off. Yeah. So
there's really no method. It's just kind of trial and error sometimes.
All right.
Well, you're good at it.
Right. Yep. Well, I appreciated you guys and what you all getting into today.
Oh, man, I got a meeting today downtown.
Yeah.
I work out of Fitopia.
I'm going to try to just, you know, work through the weekend's liquor bloat.
Good for you, Tim. Sweat it out, babe.
I know. That'll do it. Now, are you all giving up anything for Lent? I know you'll be talking about it sometimes, but I don't know if you all go through with that.
Tim's the good Catholic in the room. I think he's the only one that actually practices.
I'm going to try to follow through with the things I've committed to doing. Okay. I know that's not giving up, it's not sacrificing, but I'm going to sacrifice being lazy. I'm going to try to follow through with my commitments.
I know. Well, good luck with that after you, like you said, can't clean up some of them Airbnbs. By that time, I know you want to lay around and be lazy.
Uh-huh. I hear ya. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you, Key. You have a great day. You take care of yourself.
Okay, you all as well. Have a great one.
All right, take it easy.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, 829, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Let's check those roads once again. Wet roads. Here is Tori now with your latest Q102 traffic. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 735. We got early rain to start. Kind of gusty out there, and then clouds breaking up this afternoon. Temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s. Right now it's 40 at Cincinnati's Q102, and we'll be in the 50s by Wednesday. We had that to look forward to. Maybe melt some of the snow. 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese is on the telephone, so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. Which one of you went in for the polar plunge is what I'm
Negative.
I think it was Freddie Mac and Nat, wasn't it?
They did.
It was.
I think it was a little too cold for that.
Yeah. Right.
That's an afternoon thing. Yeah. We can't do it all, John.
Can't do it all. But I hope none of you glued your hair with Gorilla Glue the past week.
No, we try to avoid that.
Negative.
That's good. I tell you, the amazing thing is that normally when there's bad news about a company, you know, it's not good for the company. Sales go down. You know, they're in trouble. What do we do? There was some bad thing that happened. This is unbelievable. Gorilla Glue, a lot of people don't realize this, is a Cincinnati company.
Yes.
Based in Cincinnati, was founded in Cincinnati, and they're up in Springdale, a huge facility up in Tri-County.
Massive.
In an office park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And that's their headquarters, research, where they make it. It's unbelievable. It's become one of Cincinnati's biggest success stories over the past 10 years is Gorilla Glue. And sales have almost doubled in the past month since Gorilla Glue Hair Girl glued her hair.
I am not surprised.
It's a great endorsement, right? It definitely works.
Yeah, it works.
What an endorsement. It's unbelievable. Do you guys see the Saturday Night Live skit?
I missed that.
Did, yeah.
With this big flap of hair that was glued up high and was bouncing back and forth. It was hysterical. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is a lot of people hadn't heard of it. They maybe saw it in a store or something like that. Because of this hair incident where this woman couldn't get Gorilla Glue out of her hair for a month, and had to go to a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills to have it surgically removed. Because of that, people all over the country now are buying Gorilla Glue, not to glue their hair, but because they're like, wow, this stuff's incredible, you know?
Right.
If you break something, you need to fix a chair, you need to fix a Q102 coffee mug that you dropped and the handle broke off it. I mean, Gorilla Glue is unbelievable compared to, say, super glue. You know, super glue, it looks great, it works, and then like a week later, the thing breaks off.
It cracks.
You know?
Yeah.
And the Gorilla Glue now is so popular. They make duct tape. I mean, I'm sure Tim knows about everything because
we use their stuff all the time, yeah.
And they listen. Yeah, they're big fans of the show. They've sent us stuff multiple times. They do that, and then they do that helping. Is it Helping Hands? Hand cream is the other thing that they do.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they have that hand cream as well. You know, it's not as fun as like when Graders comes by with free ice cream.
But it's fun nonetheless.
But it's amazing. So their sales are up sharply. Their Google searches are up 50% worldwide. And it's unbelievable how this is one case where bad publicity is helping a company. And the great thing is, it's a Cincinnati company.
Yay.
I love it. How can someone misuse Q102 in a way that would benefit us?
Yeah, get some bad publicity. Yeah.
I was worried about them, though, when I first was reading that story, because I was like, what if something happens and then they, you know, their business goes under because this one lady was dumb? You know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad it's helping them.
Me too.
That is good news. Good news to hear. Hey, guys, have a good week and don't jump in the cold river. And don't
no kidding.
That's right. You got
Thanks,
it, John. All right,
John.
Buddy. Thank you, man. It is 7:38, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, early rain, gusty conditions, and clouds this afternoon. Temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s today. Right now it is 40 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.